Welcome back, one and all, to the Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. We are here into the third weekend of May, so let's take the next 3 days, wrap them all up into 3 minutes so you can get the most out of your outdoor adventures. Starting out on Friday, May 19th, we begin our recovery from Thursday's little shift in the weather. Your wake-up low will be in the lower 40s as you crawl out of bed, with highs getting only up into the middle 60s under those post-frontal bluebird skies. It's our new moon weekend, though, for May, so it'll be a struggle between the solunar influences that we're seeing, dawn and dusk being the best with that moonrise and moonset, and those post-frontal conditions we'll be dealing with. But by Saturday or Sunday, everything should be relatively back on track. Winds are going to start out on Friday strong out of the north, 20 to 30 miles an hour, but they're going to taper to near nothing by sunset. So if you're getting out of work, getting out to the lake, it's going to give you an excellent start to the weekend fishing activity. So slow those things down. If you're on the hunt for walleyes, those post-frontal conditions will influence the bite, especially with the waters being a little bit cooler at this point in the season. Looking to Saturday, May 20th, this is our recovery day. Those winds are going to shift to the southwest right around 10 to 20 miles an hour and then turn west and lighten by mid-afternoon. As things warm up on Saturday, you're going to see a wake-up low in the middle 40s at dawn, and the middle 70s being your wonderful high in the afternoon for all of your outdoor and fishing adventures. If you're running Fargo this weekend as well, you're going to have some decent conditions to start. Cool, a light breeze, and then you're going to follow up that trek with some great afternoon fishing. So keep that in mind for your Saturday. Finally, wrapping things up on Sunday, May 21st, winds are going to go from north to east, staying manageable 10 to 15 miles an hour, with the wake-up low right around 50 and highs hitting that 70-degree mark and staying mostly clear. Cheyenne River is dropping fast. Discharge out of Bald Hill Dam has now been cut in half, and as of Thursday, just under 1,000 CFS from last week's 2,000. Water temperatures are also on the rise into those upper 50s, and that means smallies are going to be rising too up into the shallows. Watch for them up there. Pitch those jigs and plastics to get on them this time of year. On the James, things are up to 1,600 CFS this week, so the water is really trucking there. Keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that it's ANS Awareness Week. For a quick reminder as you set up for your boating adventures, Ben Holland of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department has the mantra that makes the difference: clean, drain, dry.
They're very simple steps, and that's what they're intended to be. So you want to clean every surface every time, remove mud, plants, animals, or anything attached to your boat, drain everything, pull out plugs that might hold water in live wells in your bilge pump, drain everything out of your boat, all residual water, that's kind of our enemy here. So get it out of your watercraft, off equipment and everything, and then allow all equipment, your watercraft and everything to dry. Typically in North Dakota summertime, we're looking for that week-long drying period, and that's good enough to kill a lot of ANS here in North Dakota.
That was Ben Holland, ANS coordinator for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, reminding you to be ANS aware this week and all open water season. That wraps up the show. Please have a safe and enjoyable one. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to you.